On CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's time to start locking in your events for the rest of the year. Keep Saturday the 26th of June free.
Exactly right. The Cancer Council Tasmania are back with their Unite in Yellow Gala. It's such a great event. We've been in the past an amazing fundraiser in a year that's been quite difficult for fundraising. We've got Sarah from the Cancer Council Tasmania with us now to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Big week for you. Launched the Biggest Morning Tea yesterday and obviously tickets on sale for this event as well.
Yeah, exactly. So the Biggest Morning Tea is throughout May and quite large over the coast this year as well. And really excited to get the Unite and Yellow Gala up and running 26th of June, as you said. Really excited to be back in the Northwest Coast again.
Right, so on the night, you got an MC, obviously, so Rick Fonten will be hosting the night. Special guest speaker is Kyle Perry. What's Kyle's story?
So Kyle has, after 10 years of struggling and resilience and writing 10 books, managed to get himself not one but four books signed with Penguin Books, which is incredible. That's a great feat to get not only a two-book deal but then another one back-to-back. He's got his second book coming out in July, so keep tabs for that one. First book was The Bluffs, which we might have all read by now. And so Kyle works in the mental health space up here on the Northwest Coast and he's a Ridgely born and raised guy. So he now uses his success and overcoming all of his struggles to get published to put back into the community and help others.
That's Kyle on the show quite a number of years ago. I think it was the launch, just before the launch of his first book.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, great get for the night.
Something else I've read just in the detail here of this event that is super exciting. There will be live music. There will be a dance floor. That's amazing.
Way.
Yeah, really excited to bring that.
Got that over the line.
Yeah, that's exactly. Awesome. And we're excited to have The Jam Plan, which is our band coming from Launceston. Only just managed to secure them. So that's really exciting. They'll bring their sort of groovy, funky jazz sound to get us all up and dancing.
So it is a fundraiser. Where does money raised go?
Yeah, exactly. It is a fundraiser. So we're fundraising for the Cancer Council Tasmania's continued investment into research, so cancer research in Tasmania. Also our support programs, so everything from Tai Chi and yoga, mindfulness, psychosocial support groups that we gather together, and of course our prevention programs as well. So we have lots of staff that actually go out into businesses and schools and organisations and talk with different parts of our community about how they can reduce their cancer risk.
Great. Now, how do we get tickets?
Exactly. The best question ever. So cancertas.org.au is our website. Just jump on the events tab there and you can find the Unite in Yellow Gala or you can look us up on Facebook.
Now, we love our community on the Northwest Coast. These events don't get off the ground with great supporters. So have you got any sponsors that you'd like to thank while you're here?
I'd love to. So the principal sponsor for our third year running is Sea Road Logistics. So really fantastic to have them on board again. We've also got two premium sponsors. So new ones on board with us this year. Really great to have new support, which is Devonport and Burnie Volkswagen and Degree C. And our corporate sponsor this year will be Petuna by Peter and Una Rockliffe.
Awesome. Fantastic. How are ticket sales going so far?
Really well, actually. Yep. We're just down to a handful of tables left.
Oh, wow.
So less than 50 seats. So get on there quickly.
Excellent. Great to touch base with you again. It doesn't sound like I need to wish you the best of success. You've got it all
it's
locked and loaded.
Well, yeah.
But we always need to continue fundraising. So we're hoping to reach sort of up to that $50,000 mark. So once we launch the online auction site, we'll definitely be in touch and let the community know they can bid online without actually coming to the event.
Sarah, dare I also say for those going along on the evening, take your cash.
We are trying to be cashless because I heard your arguments this morning. We want to have a COVID-safe event and obviously preferring cashless payments is something that we're in favour of. We obviously make sure that everything else with our events are COVID-safe, but we'll have all facilities available for cashless payments. Of course, if cash is your preferred, you're more than welcome.
There it is, Sarah. We appreciate your time. That website again for tickets.
So cancertas.org.au. Jump on the events page.